Hello, everybody. It's Jenny. I'm a wife, a cyclist, a world traveler, a golden doodle mom, an athlete who's visually impaired, but most importantly, I'm the pro to help you find your inner badass. So let's get started. Today, we are talking about 5 ways to boost your motivation. There's many ways to boost your motivation, but there's 5 particular ways that I like to talk about that help us kind of get motivated and boost our motivation. So let's get started. Number 1 is staying curious. What does that exactly mean? Being curious is taking it to the next level. If you want to be motivated in something, you need to be a little bit curious on what is motivating you and why you want to do something. Try new things, learn new things, understand what your likes and dislikes are. It's about being the curious cat, as I always say. But staying curious is a way for us to just kick it up a notch and try things that we would never try. And why I'm talking about this and how it relates to motivation is that you might want to try a new food or a new sport or go to a new restaurant or something completely new, that this actually motivates you in the way that you would never think about. For us during COVID, George and I have been only going to like a few restaurants, what have you, to pick up food because we have been feeling uncomfortable with a few things, but it actually started a little bit of curiosity in, you know, what other foods that we can try that maybe are just different, maybe cooking them at home. So it just started this curiosity kind of thing, and I started to learn how to cook different things. See how it starts? So bizarre. So stay curious and just try new things. Number 2, be different. Being different is awesome. I know as kids, we have this tendency to be fit in the box of society. And I know this is something that I personally struggled with because as a 6'3", half blind female, you quite didn't fit in. All my friends were like 5'1" and about 90 pounds. And then there was me. So I was always very different. It gave me a lot of emotional trauma. But as I grew older and getting through my teen years and getting into my early 20s, I really embraced who I am. I am different and I love it. I love my crazy curly hair, which I call her Mufasa. I love being tall. I love being different because this is me. People know me for me. It's being different. Embrace your flossomeness. And we all are flossom in our own little ways. Whatever your flossom traits are, embrace them, because people want to be with you because of your unique gifts, whatever they are. So please embrace being different, because if everybody was the same, dear Lord, would that be super boring or what? Because I sure as hell would not want to hang out with boring ass people. Check. So enjoy being different. And if you're not sure what your different traits are, take a minute, take 2 minutes, pull out a piece of paper and write things that you like about yourself and things that you don't. And you're going to learn a lot about yourself and how you might be different. And it could be something so little like, you know, I can say the alphabet backwards. I totally can't, but I have a friend that can. I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, it is freaking amazing. That's super different. Her brain works way different than mine, but it's a trait that I find fascinating. So I digress. Number 3, take action. So many times we get stuck in this analysis paralysis thing that we're just constantly, and this is me, I'm totally guilty of this, like researching and studying and understanding and, you know, doing all this work before we actually take action. Oh, hell no, Girl Scout. We need to take action. And that's okay if you take action, because you're gonna learn what works and what doesn't. So take the action. And don't be afraid that things might not work out, because sometimes they won't, and you're gonna learn what doesn't and what does. So stop this analyzing, because as women, we analyze everything. It's about being a mom, being a wife, being a coworker, whatever. We overanalyze everything. Super guilty of it. Do it all the time. But you know what? Take the action. Do something uncomfortable. Because when we do take that uncomfortable action, you'd be really surprised of the outcome that you might get. Because I'll be like trying something new. Like, y'all are gonna learn that I don't cook very well, but I try, and the shit tastes bad, but I at least tried. But I'm like, wow, okay, you know, this casserole thing is awful, but maybe I can put this in it instead, and this, that, and the other thing, because I'm trying to create healthier meals for my husband. I eat super well, but I make shit in a box for him. It's terrible because he doesn't eat a lot of foods that are healthy. So, you know, I'm trying to sneak in the veggies like he's like a 7-year-old kid, like trying to sneak them in. I'm like, oh shit, that didn't work. But maybe I can sneak them in here or sneak them in there, like put some sauce on that. Like, he'll never know. So it's taking action, like trying new things to see if it works. Number 4, do what we love. Because when we do what we love, we are so motivated. So you need to find out what things that you love to do. It could be writing a book. It could be staring at birds. It could be anything. It could be spending time with your children. Or for me, it's exercising. This is my rower and I have my bike way over here and all my fitness equipment over there. You know, it could be so many things. But finding out what we love to do, these are areas that we excel. These are areas that we can teach other people in. So if y'all know how to cook, you should teach me, because I don't know how to cook. Like, I know that's a deficit in me, and that's something that I'm learning. So one things that we personally are good at is what we teach. And for me, the therapist, the counselor, like the mindset makeovers, this is what I teach people because this is what I'm good at. Like, I help people find the root of the problem. Like, here's your problem. And I talk about this all the time. Most coaches be like, oh, here's your problem. We're gonna cover this up with a Band-Aid and pretend it's not there and move on. Yeah, that doesn't work. So my NLP background, therapy and stuff like that, is that we find the root of the problem and work on it. Why is this happening? What are we going to do when this comes about? Like, when we're triggered, what kind of coping skills? I always talk about our magic toolbox. Like, what kind of coping skills do you have in your toolbox to handle your triggers? Or getting back to doing what we love is what we teach. So those are the areas that we excel in. Number 5. This is one of my favorites, but one of the hardest things that we do. We need to fail every day, all the time. I know the F word, failure. Because in order for us to move forward, we need to fail. And this goes back to taking action, being different, staying curious. They're all intermingled. Because if we try something and we fail, we produce an outcome that we don't like. This is what I always learned as a kid. I tried something. Oh, I didn't like that outcome. It's not a failure. It's an understanding that this doesn't work. So we're going to try B. We're going to try that. Oh, well, that's not the outcome that I really wanted, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. So we're going to try C. Once we try all these things, these are ways that we move forward. So it's not failing, it's called trying. It's called taking action, being different, being curious, you know, trying new things. Because so many people get stuck on the word failure because, oh, we failed. We all fail at different things. I failed my driver's test once, twice, I don't know, because I was more than 6 inches from the curb. What the freaking, like, these are all things that helped create a better me. So other than, you know, this guy, when I took my driver's test, he like whipped out a ruler and says, honey, you are 8 inches from the curb. I'm like, Yay me! I parallel parked that big ass 8-passenger van into these freaking cones, and I'm 8 inches from the curb. Hell yeah! And he was like, no, you need to be 6. I nearly went to snatch that neck brace off that man and beat him with it. But I was like, oh, okay. He's like, y'all need to come back and take this test again. Really? So I learned from that that it wasn't a failure. It was the aspect that I need to button up my parallel parking. And to this day, homegirl can parallel park like a mother. Like, you know, these are all things that help us grow and learn. It's not about failing. It's about learning. And I think that's something that we need to trickle down into our society that, you know, if your kids come back and they're having a shitty day, I get it. We all have shitty days. My hair is having a shitty day. But like, we need to take that and say, cool. You know, what did you learn today? Oh, you know, I had a bad day at school. You know, one of my friends' kids are in school. They're all in these weird pods. They can't go anywhere. You know, they get to go outside underneath a tent and go into a classroom, and they don't leave the kids. Like, this is like jail for them. It's terrible. But you know what? They're learning how to be in an uncomfortable environment and deal with the shitty cards that they're given, about just encouraging other people that are around us and helping them understand it's okay. It's okay. You know, it's okay for us. It's okay for us to have those moments when we're just not having it. It's okay for us to feel yucky. You know, there's days that we wake up and we're like, oh my God, I am fat. Like, who doesn't wake up and have those moments? I had to buy a new scale because the old one told me I was fat. The new one, not so much. Like, it's funny, but that's a story for another day. But, you know, we can boost our motivation by maybe just kind of taking a step back and looking at the whole situation and not being so critical about ourselves. Yes, we're gonna have those fat moments. Yes, we're gonna cook those shitty meals because we're just exhausted. And yes, we need to take care of ourselves because we don't. You all know that we don't take care of ourselves. We don't, because we have to put everybody else ahead of us. Our family, our friends, our babies. Like, you know, it's to the point, it's like, we're almost like 5th on the list. But we need to like, bump that up and make ourselves number 1 on the list. Because if you can't take care of yourself, I always say it's like that cup. If you have a cup and you're like, here's some for my husband or my wife, here's some for the kids, here's some for my coworkers, here's some for that stranger on the street that needed a smile. Okay, my cup is empty. What are you pouring from? What do you have for yourself? Nothing except a high five. I know today was kind of all over the place, but you know what? The best way to boost our motivation is staying curious. Be different. Take action. Do what we love. And failure is not a bad thing. It helps us move forward. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. What a fun topic about motivation and ways to just really kick it up a notch. If you are looking on ways to kick it up a notch with your own personal power and personal development, I might have a few ways that I can help you. So, I have 2 ways. Well, actually 3 ways. Well, maybe even 4 ways that I can help you. Number 1 is my amazing Women Empowerment Mastermind. I love this group. It is a group of women who are ready to really find their inner warrior, to really kick it up a notch, understand about confidence and personal power. This is a monthly membership, and it is just a beautiful environment that I created, and we are just having a great time in the group, talking about topics that make sense to them, and really working on their own personal power. So if this group sounds like something that you want to join, click the link in the show notes because it's going to take you to where you've never gone before. The other one is my VIP mastermind. This one I absolutely love too. I absolutely love all my coaching environments because you know what? It is the best version of me that I give my clients. My VIP mastermind is a more intense group that you get to work with me. I give 3 talks or messages or lives or something each week. And this is an environment where the individuals are ready to take it to the next level and they're ready to really embrace the topics that we're talking about. Each month is a different topic. This month is all about motivation, and which is kind of ironic because that's where this podcast came from. And we are just talking about ways to be motivated, how successful people are motivated, how to be motivated yourself when you don't feel like it. These are all things that we talk about. This group comes with a private portal that you log into to download your workbooks or worksheets and see past videos, because a lot of the stuff takes place in Facebook. But on the other hand, you get to log into that portal and that is all yours. This is where all the goodness happens. This is where you get to retrieve my past programs or my vault of knowledge. And this is where all my past programs are that you get to have as part of being a VIP member. So if that's something you're interested in and you want to take it to that next level, definitely click the link in the bio. And the last 2 ways that you can work with me is private coaching. Take it one-on-one. You get to work with me one-on-one, which truly is my favorite because that's the whole therapist side of me where I can really deep dive with you in that private setting. And I do have this other way that a lot of people don't know that I coach like this, and it is messenger coaching. It is a Voxer messenger way of coaching, and people don't really know this, but it is all text messaging, voice messaging. It's like having Jenny in your pocket. And when you come up to a crisis or a problem and you don't know how to handle it, or you just need motivation for that day, that we get to interact on a daily basis. I love this app. It is also on the computer. So because 99% of the time I am sitting in front of my computer doing my coaching, doing what I do best, that I can respond to people's messages. So just 4 beautiful ways that you can work with me. And if you're not sure which one works best for you, reach out, message me, and let's chat. Let's have a conversation and figuring out maybe I am a great option for you or maybe not. I have a ton of coaches that I'm friends with that I can point you in the right direction, because you know what? Coaching is not about being selfish. Coaching is about helping other people be the best person that they can be. So I hope this all makes sense, and I hope you really enjoyed this podcast today. I know it kind of went a little long, but I always like to give you the best version of me to make the best version of you. So on that note, I am looking forward to next week, because who knows what it's going to bring. So have an amazing week, and don't forget, be bold, be badass, because you deserve it.